Any and everything AI is on fire right now. Yesterday, a report broke that Apple was working on a ChatGPT-like chatbot, which could become a consumer product next year. That report from Bloomberg was enough to briefly shoot Apple stock up 2% to an all-time high, which for a $3 trillion company like Apple, 2% added is like $60 billion added to their market cap, which is double the reported $30 billion valuation for ChatGPT and OpenAI. So I'm happy to be an Apple investor, but there was another AI company that actually went public yesterday and it shot up around 40%. It's called Oddity, ticker symbol ODD. It is a tech company and a direct-to-consumer beauty company with a viral following on TikTok and Instagram. Their products use an online quiz and AI to find the perfect color for you. They have 469,000 five-star reviews. Cosmo's beauty editors say they loved it and that it left her speechless. I hadn't even heard of Oddity, but in our quest to find the next NVIDIA, we had to look into it, and what we found might surprise you. Today on Dumb Money, will our odd investment be better than NVIDIA?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is Dumb Money Live.
Hey there, Dave here, along with Chris and Jordan. We are Dumb Money. Welcome to Dumb Money Live. Before we go any further, this is an AI episode, so I have to do my job as a YouTuber and feed the almighty AI algorithm. I need your help. It's quick, it's easy, it's free. A smash on the old like button is all it takes. Chris, Jordan, Oddity stock jumped 40% on its first day of trading. It's down a little bit now, so unless you had some pre-IPO shares, you probably didn't make any money on yesterday's move. Full disclosure, I have not invested in Oddity. But I think both of you did. So this is one of my favorite kind of shows where you two tell me why and perhaps convince me that I need to get into Oddity.
So I have not bought a share, but I am looking at it. I think it's interesting. I think, you know, Chris set this on, you know, to both of us, what, a few days ago, maybe a week ago, just based on the IPO and that basically they're part of the AI hype cycle.
So yeah, anything AI just is on fire right now. Literally, like you just have to just whisper, oh yeah, we might be doing something with AI and your stock goes up.
Yeah, I think so. I think they've got a lot of opportunities to use AI. I think it might be of a little bit of a, we don't know exactly where in their process they're using AI though.
Yeah.
To me, what it looks like is they had recently purchased a company named Revela, and Revela uses AI in, you know, basically in a formulation of beauty products, right? So what their tagline is that they take pharma's AI-based, you know, approach, you know, big pharma to develop beauty products. And so what does that mean? I think we don't really know, but, you know, there are a lot of questionable materials that go into certain beauty products like shampoos and conditioners. And perhaps they're working on synthetics that that can be used to be a little safer, maybe more more bioconscious. And so I think that's kind of the AI spin on this.
Yeah.
Now, the, you know, on the front end of what they do is they're a marketing company. And so they, you know, get on TikTok, they've got ads, they target people to specifically sell them on certain health and beauty products. And they, from what I can tell, they're doing a really good job at targeting people. And so I think that's kind of their bread and butter, is to get people in the door and use surveys and things like that to try to pinpoint people to beauty products that kind of match their preferences.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out exactly how much AI they're even using. It seems to me that is kind of just a buzzy thing that they talk about, that if, I mean,
right,
you think back, BuzzFeed would have been a huge AI company because they were doing quizzes that found your personality, but that was pre-AI lingo, and so they barely exist.
I could be wrong here. So I don't think that there's any AI going on with the survey data, where they take a survey and then recommend certain products to you. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but really, I mean, that's just kind of like an algorithm-based system, in my opinion. Now, where the AI comes in is in their, from what I can tell, and again, I could be wrong about this because they're
kind of the formulation of their products
as you know they as they market and tell investors more. But it looks like the biggest AI portion is Revela, which is a company that they purchased for you know specifically for formulating beauty products.
Yeah, guys, I think you know the AI is hot, but what's hotter than AI right now? Is the decade, and we talked about this a number of times, this is the decade of female empowerment. This is the decade of regenerative health. This is the decade of reverse aging that's coming up. The decade of filters on social media. You know, there is this massive cultural shift in people looking spectacular online on these social sites. Full video filtering will improve any of us from like, you know, the three or fours that we are to a solid seven or eight, right? And people that are like a seven or eight all look like tens now. And this is a big part of our thesis on another investment of ours InMode in that, you know, women are going to be playing catch up, guys too, but mainly women are going to be playing catch up to spend whatever they have to spend. And by the way, women are making more money now than they ever have had. They have more control over the purse than they've ever had. More single women than there ever have been. And they're spending their money primarily more than anything else on beauty products, on cosmetics, on skincare. And this movement towards regenerative health and reversing the aging process is just getting started. And all of my research has led me to believe, like with exosomes, for example, that it's real. This is happening. It's not fake. It's not BS. This is actually real. Over the next decade, we are going to see massive advancement in anti-aging and theoretically reverse aging.
Yeah, Chris, I want to mention something. So I think, you know, last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, I sent you a few TikToks mm-hmm. where there's a new filter and it shows you and then right above you, it shows what you look like some undetermined amount of time later, right? It's like yeah, the old aging filter. And it takes AI and then it, you know, figures out what you know, enhances like any little imperfection and it makes you look you know, like 30 years, 40 years older. Right. And so, and I think there were a few of them that I saw where people were really worried about it and they were trying to be proactive in the types of things that they were doing to take care of their skin. And so since then, I think we've all been looking for ways to invest in health and beauty because I think you're right. I think it's a trend and that, that, you know, the more connected our lives are, the more you get these high definition cameras in your face showing every little, you know, every little piece. I personally don't care, but there are people that do care.
And Jordan, this, most people care. Actually, we don't care. Like we're an anomaly. Most people actually care how they look. And the here's where oddity comes in is you see that filter of what you're going to look like when you're 60 or 70. And the next thing you're going to see is oddity saying, but hit this button and we'll show you what you could look like when you're 60 or 70 using these customized products that have molecules that we have developed that with AI that are anti-aging that are developed for you.
Yeah, sure. So like if they can figure out how to hook into TikTok's AI and say, I want to target every person who's seen this old age filter and watched a video to a certain percentage, that means they're concerned about it. I want to be in front of those people.
Yeah. And listen, on the AI stuff, you know, some of it is going to be real. Some of it is going to be marketing hype, probably more marketing hype than real stuff when it comes to the AI. But there is a lot to be said for development of molecules, development of peptides in these serums. I think every cosmetics company is going to be getting in this space the next 5 to 10 years. this company just happens to be focusing their entire brand around being AI cosmetics, which I think is actually really smart because it kind of gives them credibility. And this all this marketing hype of we have all these Israeli technicians, these AI experts that are developing molecules. Like I said, some of it's real, some of it's not. But the number one thing when it comes to cosmetics is marketing and perception. And let me tell you something, these guys know exactly what they're doing. Their website, their app, the process that they take you through, their social marketing, okay, their ability to close, their business model of essentially just giving out full size samples, telling you, hey, if you love it, keep it. If you don't love it, just send it back. All you pay is $6 shipping. We know that model works. This is a D2C e-commerce company at a time when D2C is not really that hot anymore, but they're doing it in such a way with this subscription model in a monstrous $580 billion industry, utilizing technology and AI at a time when everybody is searching for the next best thing, the newest thing, and they always will be. It will never be enough. They will always pay extra for something that they think could give them a little bit of edge to look a little bit more like the filtered version of themselves on TikTok and Instagram. And I think Oddity just happens to be a company at the right place, at the right time, with the right product, with the right marketing staff that understands how to maximize their marketing dollars and pull people into a subscription model with customized products that are technology first, which is what people want to hear, whether it's true or not. I just think that they're positioned beautifully. And the fact that they just IPO'd and have all this fresh cash to basically stick in that marketing funnel that they're so good at. Remember, this is a profitable company. This is a premium priced product. In fact, if you look at their collagen, I saw a report that said that the price of their collagen is roughly double per, I don't know, millimeter of collagen than competing products. That means that they have more margin because they have figured out a branding strategy, a marketing strategy, and a subscription policy that enables them to get more money per ounce of this ingredient profile than other cosmetics companies. And that's what I want to hear. They have margins, they're profitable, and they have a subscription model. And if they figured out the marketing funnel through best in class social media, then if they throw more money behind it, I think they're likely to be successful, at least in the short term. So I'm kind of excited for the next couple of quarters to see what they can do.
What I think is the survey really makes a big difference. And I think if they could actually take pictures of you or something like that and then try to incorporate that with the survey. And,
they are. They're
make
working
that
on
part that. Of the AI. And then you say like, okay, well, a lot of these people that, you know, are buying cosmetics, they're like listening to experts or trying to figure out what colors work best and all these things. And if, you know, this is going to answer a lot of those questions for you, then I think that a lot of people that might be frustrated can come in and then not have to worry about it anymore. They know exactly what they're going to get. And it does a good job. It makes them look good. It makes them feel good.
By the way, the two products for anyone that wants to research these products, one is called Il Makiage. That's their product that's been around for a few years. And it's basically a customized foundation for your exact skin tone. So you take the survey and it's foundation and other products for your face. The second product that's newer, because that product's been around since, I think, 2018, but their product that is newer is called Spoiled Child, and it seems to be focused primarily on hair care, which is actually, I learned this recently, this last year, is a huge segment for women that lose hair or thinning hair. They will spend anything to try to get their hair a little bit thicker, to try to get a little bit more hair growth back with these all these hair serums. So they have all their versions of the collagen products and the hair products for hair and nails. But it's like it's specific to your exact hair type and your exact issues with the questionnaire that they give you, right? And SpoiledChild is newer, seems to be doing really well. I just think they understand how to market. And at the end of the day, that's what this industry is all about, guys. You know that.
So tell me, I haven't really spent enough time on TikTok. Is it really viral, or is this like paid influencers, or how much is real versus how much is paid hype?
So Dave, that's a great question. This is one of those scenarios where it's more about not just paid hype, but actual paid marketing funnel. So one of the big, I guess, negatives is that a lot of people on social media are like, oh, I've been bombarded with these ads constantly, but they're working, right? They're working. And at some point, people are like, I just finally gave into it and bought it. There's like, I had to see what it was about. Right. So if they could get people to say, you know what? They keep throwing these ads. They keep throwing all these people that are saying, oh, it's spectacular. It's so cool. And they do a really good job with influencers, by the way, and video influencers. They do a great job. At some point, people are just going to try it. And some portion of those people are going to hate the product. But I've seen a lot of people that just don't love the product, that it didn't match her skin tone as well as they thought it would. It didn't last as long as they expected for the price. But then a lot of people like it. And that's the game. Yeah. The game is just to get people in the funnel, knowing that, I don't know, 25% are going to stick with the subscription for a long time. Yeah. And
if you can convince people to take that first step into the funnel and take that trial, take that initial, you know, I'm just going to try it. The fact that it is subscription, people just forget to unsubscribe. But literally a premium product that has some degree of technology differentiating it, that is subscription based, that does have a premium price tag, with higher margin and direct consumer. I'm not going to invest in a traditional cosmetics company, but if I were going to invest in one, I like that those like seven factors that this has going for it.
And Dave, by the way, I think, you know, what I love about this is we can track the data, right? So like, I'm going to be closely following these two products in terms of not just search trends, but web traffic on their sites. It seems to have been growing over the past year, obviously going into their IPO. So the big question as investors is, did they pump these sites and these products into the IPO to have a cash out, or will they continue the momentum? We haven't answered that question. That question will be answered over the next 3 to 6 months. So anyone investing in this company right now better be analyzing the data on a weekly basis, and it needs to climb. If I don't see web traffic climbing, if I don't see search trends continue to climb on these products, if I don't see kind of like social media buzz continue to build, I'm out. But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They have proven that this marketing team knows what they're doing. They can master the funnel. They are profitable. And I think with the added IPO dollars, they're going to just accelerate that growth. That's my thesis, at least based on what I'm seeing right now with Oddity's two products. But I will be monitoring it
closely. Today you did shares, options. What are you?
I just bought shares.
Oh yeah, brand new.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's
low, medium, or high conviction.
Right now it's low. It has to be low because there's just not enough data yet. It's not like we're looking at data going, wow, this is, they IPO'd, so all the information that's kind of widely available should theoretically be known to the people that backed that IPO. So if you're investing now, you're assuming that what they have done is replicable, and they're going to be able to continue along this path at least for the next 1 to 2 quarters. And again, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because I think they're kind of a right time, right place in the hype cycle. They're at the crossroads of AI tech for beauty, this whole regenerative, reverse aging, all that stuff that's happening right now. Women being empowered, spending more money than they've ever spent on this stuff and looking for like the next big thing. I think they're perfectly placed. And I wanted to have more exposure to this world. Jordan, as you're saying, we've been looking for ways to get more exposure, but some of these companies out there are just so overbought. It's really tough.
Well, like if you look so one of the ones that I was looking at is Elf. Pull up that chart, Dave. Oh my gosh, talk about.
So do you remember
held on?
Elf was one of our very first cosmetics trades at $7 a share. We went all in on Elf on that Jeffree Star YouTube video that went viral, and nobody was talking about Elf. I went all in at $7, and I think I sold out all of my Elf between like 12 and 16. And I thought it was the biggest trade ever. And here we are a few years later, and Elf is at like $115 or 100 more. I don't
just,
even know.
We should have just, like, if I would have just taken every single dollar I have and just thrown it at Elf for the last several years, oh my gosh.
Dude, I mean, I never thought that Elf could continue on that run, but they have. Yeah. And
pull it up over like a few years, Dave.
Yeah, so that's a one-year chart, and here is a five-year chart. Like, why we didn't just buy and hold?
Yeah,
we did well. We did well.
We did great. We like doubled our money in it. It was great. It was a great trade.
Oh, and I had options.
In 5 years, it's up 600%.
Wow. Hey, maybe that'll be oddity too. So by the way, what's the valuation of Elf these days? Like, what's the actual
it's
market?
It's huge. And it's a high PE too.
That's wild. I'm looking at it right now.
Market cap, 6.1 billion.
By the way, Elf was a pharmacy cosmetics company. They sold the product at Walgreens and CVS. What?
It's got a PE of 100.
Dude, now you add AI to that, right? And subscription marketing, and you have oddity. In the best case scenario, you kind of add... You add a subscription model, D2C, not having to pay Target, CVS, and Walgreens a cut of your money. I mean, honestly, here's the deal, guys. If Oddity can actually pull off what they're trying to pull off on a larger scale, being a subscription D2C premium price cosmetics company, dude, where is the ceiling on that? Where is the ceiling? The ceiling is pretty high,
Jordan,
right? It kind of
took off this afternoon.
Can you imagine that could pull off?
Yeah,
I think it took off when we started talking about it, by the way.
It's a $570 billion industry, guys. People, you know, a lot of us investors, we get so caught up in tech. But guys, the beauty industry, I'm telling you, I love this segment the next 10 years. That's why I loved InMode, because people are going to be chasing those filters, dude, just trying to catch up with the filters. And by the way, it used to be where 40 to 60-year-olds used to spend insane amounts of money trying to improve, right, and kind of make themselves look not as old. Now we have 20-year-olds that are freaking out because they think they look too old. It's ridiculous.
But it sells products, right? And these old age filters and all these different things that are on TikTok are just pushing people to the extremes on how to take care of their skin.
Dude, totally. By the way, I want to remind everyone that we're not financial advisors, and we truthfully are just sharing something that we're excited about for ourselves. It's a low conviction trade for us, but everyone should go out there, do their own homework, watch all the TikTok videos on their products, you know, read the reviews. Dave, how many positive reviews? I don't know how many are real, but
Was actually from a few months ago, but it seemed like a very meme or the Elon Musk kind of a number. It was 469,000 reviews, I think.
I mean, if you believe it. I don't always believe that, right? Like, I just
5-star reviews on their own website. No, I don't believe it at all. But sell the product on Amazon and let me see reviews there. I don't believe those either.
Wait. If an AI cosmetics company has 469,000 5-star reviews, how many of those were AI driven? Like, they know what they're doing, right? Is that where their AI tech
their AI
comes
play?
In?
Their AI play is purely a review generator.
No, you always have to be skeptical of companies like this. I'm super skeptical. At the same time, I was talking, like, that's why I was talking to you guys before the show, like, how much of their tech, how much of their AI is actually real? Does it even matter? does it even really matter?
No, because it kind of doesn't. They get the tailwind of having some AI in their brand association.
But I do
are you, Chris, I know you are big into beauty. Are you looking at any other women demographic beauty product companies right now?
I mean, through the years, we've looked at them all. Like Olaplex is one that we were really into for a while, but they had some issues.
Man, talk about fall from grace. That stock has fallen on its face.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, we're not invested in that company. We were for a brief moment in time when they were going through their own hype cycle. Dave, no, I like this market positioning, I think, of Oddity. And I want to get, if only because it's a risk reward play, right? There's downside, but there's also like massive upside if they hit. If they hit, there's so, because of the subscription model and the premium pricing and just the fact that they have this wicked marketing team that just seems to know how to do things a little bit better than all the, you know what I'm saying, online than all, like they're aggressive. They're aggressive as hell. And I kind of,
and subscription and direct to consumer and high margin. So those are the pluses. Chink, check, check, check.
But also I'm a little biased because Jordan, I think you're invested in this company with me. One of our best performing startups that we've invested in the last 4 years was a Korean men's skincare line.
Did I invest in that? Was that through somebody? Was that?
I'm in that one. It's sort of fund.
Yeah, I probably did. Through Chase. Well, it wasn't a fund. It was an SPV in this company. But they have a similar DTC subscription model, and they're really aggressive. And that company went from like 0 to $60 million in sales like that, like in 15 months. And so I know that when the model works, it works really, really well. And it seems like, I think the reason why this team at Oddity was able to IPO and came in 30-40% above IPO is because the bankers and the funds that were, they're seeing this too. They're like, okay, this industry's huge. This team, whether you think they're a little shady or what, with the AI stuff, they're aggressive. They're aggressive. And that's what you want in this industry. Yeah. You want someone that's going in and going big. And they've kind of said they're going big. They want to take over the space. And we'll see if they do it. We'll see if they pull it off. At a minimum, I think this should be on everyone's radar. This is a company and their products. People should be closely following these products and the traction the next 3 months, 3-4 months to see if they can pull this off. Yeah, I'm in.
All right. You haven't fully convinced me, but it is something that I have put on my consider buying list that I track daily.
Oh, this is a good one, guys.
And Jordan, are you in or are you out on?
No, I'm not in yet. I'm looking at it. I mean, I'm very interested in this. I just, out of discipline, I don't buy things within a few days of the IPO, but that's just me.
Okay. Oh, but hold on. There is another company, someone remind me, that I have started looking into, but I haven't finished my research. In our Discord community, there's a bunch of conversation going around. By the way, our Discord is dumbmoney.tv/Discord. It's totally free. In the research channel, Sol de Janeiro. If you look at Google Trends, Matthew's saying here in the notes, Sol de Janeiro. I think it might be like an ADR. I think it's a foreign publicly traded company that owns that brand. I haven't finished my research. I'm not invested in that company, but I am researching it. I think it's one worth looking at because they seem to have some traction, some social traction.
Yeah. And that's all we look for. We look for that over anything else.
Yeah. And someone wants to know any updates on I'm out of Generac, guys, but I'm still in CARR. Carrier.
I sold my Generac. I had options. I think a 70-80% gain. I was out.
I mean, clearly, it looks like our heat wave episode was dead on. This is the summer of the heat wave everywhere in every country. It's all, and so, I mean, and then also Carrier is like the number one heat pump company in Europe too. Like, Carrier has so much of a tailwind if they don't crush earnings this summer, I just don't know who can.
They're a great company.
Could you ask for more than this, Jordan? Like, I know they're a little bit off radar. Like, they're kind of a boring HVAC company, like global.
They're not just residential either. I mean, they do.
I know.
Refrigeration, but that's and all sorts of things. I mean, they're a great company.
And they're fully global.
Yeah.
At a time when we're really having a global heat wave situation here that is quite honestly unprecedented. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not selling my Carrier, I don't think, anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't see a reason to. Like I said, I mean, they're a great company. There's nothing wrong with Carrier.
Yeah. Oh, Mattel, guys, I've been putting all this stuff in Discord. So if you guys have any interest in knowing, like, hey, did Chris sell his Mattel or his Crocs or what's going on? Like, I put it all in Discord. I did sell all of my Mattel, and then I took a very, very tiny bit of my profits. I had a huge profit on Mattel, and I bought some additional Mattel calls just for fun. But like, we're talking less than 5% of my profits I reinvested back into Mattel. So I think for me, the bulk of the Mattel trade is done. As I always said, I was planning on selling into the release of the movie, and we're seeing the movie tonight. So the release is here. Reviews are out. They seem to be pretty good, but at the same time, some people are saying that like, it's not as fun of a movie as we thought it would be. So I'm a little worried that when the actual regular reviews come in from normal people, not critics, maybe it doesn't get reviewed as well as the Rotten Tomato critic score. Does that
start today? I think it's being boycotted by some of the far right groups.
You're right, and that was a concern, George.
Yeah,
that was always a concern. And if that happens, if that materializes, I might put on a Mattel short tomorrow. I don't know that that would actually materialize.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's definitely something.
I saw a video of a pastor like forbidding his congregation from going to see Barbie.
Oh my. So the audience score is live now and it's 94%, which is solid.
Yeah, that's great.
So I don't know. Like, I'm not, by the way, let me see. Oppenheimer audience score is not up yet, but their critic score is 93%, which is 4 points higher than Mattel. I mean, I don't know. It was a hell of a trade, guys. It was a hell of a trade. Congratulations to everybody in the Dumb Money community that decided on their own after their own research to also go in on the Mattel trade. To the extent that any of y'all have exited with huge profits, congratulations. I did something similar with Crocs. I sold my Crocs position and then repurchased, although I did have a heavy repurchase of shares, just at a higher strike price, so that I was able to take like half my money out and reinvest half at a higher strike price that's still in the money. But my initial options were like $100 strike price. The Crocs went up to like 130. So I sold those, took out all that cash, and then bought back into Crocs, but at least I pulled some off the table.
Yeah.
And I'm doing something similar with InMode. So guys, every big trade that we've talked about the last few months has gone up so much that I've been able to exit, pull money off the table, and then if I wanted to stay in, put money back in at a higher strike price to limit my exposure and limit my risk, and kind of guarantee some gains and still participate to varying levels. Like Mattel, I'm pretty much all out. Crocs, I'm definitely still in a pretty big way. InMode, I'm still in, not as high as Crocs, not as low as Mattel, but I put a chunk back into InMode and I still have it. So yeah, that's kind of how I'm thinking about all these trades right now. Take some off the table, right? Because like, to some extent, everything that we're talking about, people are starting to talk about. Like, did you see all the stories on Mattel as we predicted? Oh, yeah. We're like, when the movie is like 3 weeks away from coming out, there's going to be articles about how it's going to help the stock. And that's exactly what happened. It's exactly what happened. And now we have like, the stock went from 17 to 21 and change, which is huge. Cashed out of that thing when everyone else is talking about it. You just have to be early. by the way, going back to our last episode that we filmed like 30 minutes ago, same thing with Spear. I mean, like, everyone's going to talk about that in September. And that's what I'm probably going to exit. I'm probably going to exit Spear in September.
Yeah, just right before the U2 show. And yep. maybe roll up your options or get some options just in case U2 has some amazing thing that actually goes even more viral than...
Yeah, how long does it take for options to come out on the stock?
I don't know.
Usually, Jordan, about a month. Usually about a month. Sometimes earlier, sometimes later. It just depends on demand. But it reminds me of my favorite exit of all time. When I exited all of my Doge, all my Dogecoin... within 30 seconds of Elon Musk being on Saturday Night Live and talking about Doge, I just hit the button. I'm like, I'm out. And then it just started. I was like, and I watched it go down in basically in perpetuity since that day. Right. I was like, that was, and I had planned to exit. I told everyone, I'm like, I am exiting right when he comes, no matter what he says.
Yeah.
I'm hitting the button. And it was like, I don't know, 70 something cents, 68 cents, 70 cents. So, yeah. Anyway, congrats to the community. It's been, I want to say a big thank you. We've been getting such wonderful notes. I've shared a couple of them with you guys, DMs, notes, people that have been super appreciative, people that have said that some of the trades that we've been involved with the last few months have been life-changing for them. I just had coffee with someone locally in Dallas who is one of our followers. She says it's kind of changed her life. And I love, this is why we do this, guys. This is everything that we do was to get to this point where people are writing us saying it's changed their lives and they're having fun with it. And they're now like becoming competent and excited about investing in the world around them. Like, this is it, dude. This is the end goal of everything we ever wanted to do at Dumb Money. And it's all happening. Not just because we're making insane money this year on the trades, but our community is feeling confident about the social arb methodology. By the way, have you seen some of the YouTube videos that some of these brilliant younger creators are coming out with that are like, they're now turning into social arb traders? Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, forget, I'm dropping everything else and I'm becoming a social arb trader because I've been watching Dumb Money and I believe that this is the future of investing. Like, that is so cool to watch these kids. I don't even remember the kid's name. What was his name? The big one?
Biahiza. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I watched all, he did crypto videos. He did he's done all sorts of, I think he started out as a drop shipper and then he's just tries all kinds of money-making things. And he found, what we do, social arb trading. And he did a couple trades and he made good money.
Yeah, guys, I would go watch his video. His last video was a few weeks ago. It has like 350,000 views, and it's all about Dumb Money and social arb trading and how he has started doing it for himself. And I think it's called How to Make $5,000 a Day or something. Listen, I love that people are using that word. I always dreamed that people would use the word social arb like it's a thing independent from us. You know, like,
you
just, independent.
Did you make that up? I don't think that's a real word until
no,
you.
No, we made it up. No, that was a word that I put in Laughing at Wall Street back in 2009 when I was writing the book. Social. I had a hedge fund called, Social Information Arb Trading or something like that.
Yeah.
And
do you know what you need to do? Your book is so outdated now from sources. You need to have AI rewrite it for you and take anything that's like, oh, read the newspaper and have that turned into like, go to Twitter. When it says, when you do say go to Twitter, you need to have that changed to go to TikTok.
I always said that I would never write a follow-up to my book ever because it was a brutal process.
But AI can do that for you.
Definitely writing another book. I might write 10 books with AI. I mean, absolutely. That book's coming out soon. Next year, I might be starting on that second book or with my AI helper.
AI ghostwriter.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, I just want to say thank you to the community. You guys have been great. By the way, we're getting way more active. I'm getting way more active on Discord. So I'm trying to get in that Discord 2 to 3 to 4 times a week. I'm pulling web traffic charts. So you guys want like a 2-year web chart. I pay insane amounts of money for this data and I'm willing to pull charts for you guys. Website traffic, whatever you guys need. I'm there commenting. I'll help in any way that I can. Let's go in the, it's the research channel of our Discord is where I spend most of my time. But I really hope that, you know, all of y'all start getting in there and sharing your thoughts, surfacing opportunities and helping each other, that stuff. That's what this is all about. Like, we don't charge money. We don't have courses. Like, the Discord's free. We just want to, like, collaborate and share knowledge. And hopefully we all make each other better. I'm going to tell my publisher they need to do the audiobook, man. It's ridiculous that they didn't give me an audiobook. It's ridiculous. Why don't I have an audiobook?
You can just have a voice clone of you. You can use your iPhone's personal voice to just read it for you.
My publisher controls all that, and I'm not allowed to do anything with the book. They have to do it. I'm going to call them this week and be like, it's time. It's time.
Could you come out with Chris's version of your book, like Taylor did? Change it up a little bit, and you have your own book.
I'm not doing the voiceover, that's for sure.
I'll read for you.
You want to read?
You have to. You just sit there and just read your own book aloud, and it would be perfect.
I mispronounce so many words. Like, could you even imagine me?
Here's the deal. Here's what we'll do. I'll read the entire thing, but I'll find every word that I know that you mispronounce, and I'll have you read it in my place, and then we'll just dub your voice in for that word. So that way people will think it's actually you.
Oh, man. All right.
All right, that's good. Do we have anything else for today? Or can we just, like, say goodbye?
Because
we've done two shows today. If you haven't seen the first show, you really need to, right after you watch this, go watch that.
I have like six more shows I want to do, so we can argue about that later, but maybe we'll do two shows next week too. Cause like there's a lot going on. There are so many social arb opportunities out there right now. It's absolutely wild. I tweeted about this. This is the golden age of social arb investing. We are in it. We're in the middle of it right now because things go viral. The cross section of consumer behavior, culture, and company earnings are like, it's happening. Happening.
I agree. So like, yeah, especially with how easy it is to go and make a TikTok now, things get even more viral.
People are like, I need subscription software. I'm like, no, you don't. Just go read comments on TikTok. Are you kidding me? If you want to see the world just completely change in real time, just go read comments. Just go watch what's trending every day. Dude, just hop on Amazon bestsellers. Dude, there's like so much stuff happening. It's changing so quickly. Like, you got to be a social arb trader right now. Anyway, have a great weekend. All appreciate you guys watching. Oh, give us a thumbs up before you leave. I got to do that too.
Well, I did it.
Boom.
I did it.
Perfect. Yeah, hit the thumbs up. We need way more of those. And then we're going to say goodbye. We're done.
Share the channel with your friends. Dude, Dave, we're close to 100,000 subs on the live show.
I know. We really need to hit 100.
Guys, can you...
I need another plaque.
Just, like, share it with your friends and family and get them to subscribe. Like, we're so close. We don't normally care about subscriber count, but it would be kind of nice because Dave, you need to get another... where do they sell it? Send you, like, a...
Yeah, we need one more of those.
Oh, is that what it is? Awesome. All right. Till next time.
You won't be able to see it because I sit in front of them, but
we're dumb money.
Subscribe and have 10 friends, you know, subscribe. We're dumb money. We'll see you next week. Have a good